Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. President Biden is expected to sign a series of executive actions at this hour aimed at advancing racial equity. Speaking from the White House, the administration's domestic policy advisor, Susan Rice, says the effort is designed to hold the federal government accountable moving forward.
Today, the average black family has just one-tenth the wealth of the average white family, while the gap between white and black in home ownership is now larger than it was in 1960. These long-standing inequities are compounded by the converging crises we face as a nation.
The executive orders will direct the Department of Housing and Urban Development to promote equitable housing policies and also scale back the Justice Department's use of private prisons. The World Health Organization says variants of the coronavirus are being found in a number of countries, including the United States. NPR's Jason Bobian reports the new strains don't change the current guidance on slowing the spread.
The World Health Organization's top epidemiologist on COVID, Maria Van Kerkhove, says the WHO is tracking mutations of the coronavirus from all over the globe, including new variants that appear to be more transmissible. She says masks and physical distancing, however, still prevent the transmission of these new strains.
Even with these variants and what we understand with these variants, these control measures work. We are seeing reduced incidence in a number of countries that have different virus variants that have been identified.
Van Kerkhove says the variants don't change the WHO's basic guidance on how to control COVID-19. Jason Bobian, NPR News.
Opponents of the Dakota Access Oil Pipeline have won a mixed victory before a federal appeals court. NPR's Jeff Brady reports a panel of judges ruled the Trump administration violated environmental laws in approving a key permit, but judges say the pipeline can continue operating for now.
Building the Dakota Access Pipeline attracted thousands of protesters in 2016, mostly because of a section built across the Missouri River near the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation. The tribe challenged the pipeline's environmental permits in court. Now the D.C. Court of Appeals has upheld a lower court decision to throw out those permits. But in a win for the company that built the project, Energy Transfer, the judges said the pipeline can continue operating while a new environmental impact review is finished. That review could still end with a decision that the Cross River permit never should have been issued, which eventually could force the pipeline to shut down. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
Major internet outages are being reported along parts of the East Coast from Washington, D.C. to Massachusetts. Officials are working to pinpoint the cause, with some customers reporting issues with their Verizon Fios service. On Wall Street, the Dow up 45 points. This is NPR News. Police in the Netherlands have arrested dozens of people in violence related to a nighttime curfew. The order was issued to contain the spread of the coronavirus. Police in several cities responded to people throwing rocks and starting fires, as well as looting stores. The Prime Minister of Italy, Giuseppe Conte, is resigning amid the ongoing coronavirus pandemic and the country's sluggish economy. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports from Rome.
President Sergio Mattarella announced Conte will stay as caretaker while he begins political consultations Wednesday to form a new government. A political neophyte, Conte won fans when he ordered the first nationwide COVID-19 lockdown. But last week, a junior partner left the coalition, protesting Conte's allocation of massive recovery funds from the European Union. Political analyst Roberto Dalimonte says the crisis comes at the worst possible time.
And people do not understand really why we've had this political crisis, which is really internal to the political class, clash of ambitions.
But Dalimonte believes early elections can be averted with a new coalition, with or without Conte at the helm. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Health officials in Taiwan say 5,000 people have been placed under quarantine after two new coronavirus infections were confirmed. The infections of a husband and wife have been linked to their brief stay at a hospital just outside the capital. The husband had been treated there for health issues unrelated to the virus. On Wall Street, the Dow up 41 points. This is NPR News in Washington.